Blog Talk Radio.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
Good morning, and we are having quite the technical day today, but we are going to survive, I hope, the next 30 minutes as we talk with my good friends, longtime friends from Mosaic Harmony. And it is my honor to bring them back to the show and talk with them a little bit about what we've been up to for the last 14 months. And I'm going to bring David on. And David, are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can hear Hello? You just fine.
Good.
Yep. Great. Can you hear me?
All is well.
Okay. Fabulous. This has been a morning. So you've been with the choir 23 years now?
Let's see, I started in the season of 1996, so the math would say, what is that, 21 and 4, 25 years.
25. Oh, my gosh.
It would be my 25th season.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, starting this fall would be my 25th season. So we're
wow.
In the middle of our... wrapping up my 24th season.
Wow. And, you know, I've been there since 99, so I'm right behind.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it, does it?
No. It's amazing. Years come and go, and we do so much singing, and we have so much fun, and it's like a big family. So, time disappears when you're with family, so which is wonderful.
That's very true. Very true. So I'm going to bring on our current board president and his lovely spouse, Vic and Rosemary Ducacora. Are you all there?
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
We're here.
Hi, good morning. You're
that's,
here.
That's,
so,
yeah, that's president
so you,
and vice president.
Yes, and that, I think that's the first, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
We blaze trails wherever we go.
And we love that. We love that. So tell me, how did you guys find Mosaic Harmony?
Well, that's an easy one. We were introduced by a...
We went to a concert.
Yeah, we went to a concert.
In town.
Oh, my.
At
one of the churches.
A Mormon church, was it?
No, it wasn't. I can't remember exactly the name of the church. It was about 5 or 6 years ago. And, we were so impressed.
Well, I was mesmerized by David. You know, he looked like, well, this is back in the day before he had the white beard and hair. So he had this great bush of grayish hair, a nice beard.
What?
And he wore this sort of a cloak coat, and he was
what?
Dancing up and down the aisles and carrying on and getting people to sing and jump up. And I thought,
cloak?
That's
coat?
That's pretty radical.
Cloak?
Yeah, sounds like that boy. Yeah.
You're making that up, Vic.
I don't know about a cloak, but okay. But
yeah, it wasn't a cloak, but it was a long coat, as I recall.
No,
it was
like
6 years ago. So.
Yeah, and I am getting dottery.
Well, you know, aren't we all? But
I thought the choir was very impressive.
Oh, absolutely!
I was very impressed by the choir.
And so you then came to a rehearsal, and that
no,
was that?
We waited a little while because I sing in another chorus, so I had some commitments. And Vic didn't want to do it without me. I'll do it if you do it. I'm like, oh, really?
I'm brave like that.
But it was the first time in a while that he had shown an interest in wanting to sing again, and he has a really good bass voice. And I always think if you have a good voice, you have to use it or lose it. So
this is true.
So then,
this is very true.
Yeah. So then we, about a year and a half later, we went to a rehearsal, and everybody just swooped us in.
Yeah.
I sing in the soprano.
Including you, Kim.
Yes, I sing in the soprano
I did?
Section.
Yeah, you did.
Vic is the bass.
Okay,
so
then. Oh,
we
okay,
were,
then. Well, that's good to know. David, do you remember me doing
well,
that?
Welcome.
You're nicer than you think you are.
We're on radio.
Absolutely. Well, no, Kim is a bit, you know, she's one of those people like me. You go into a room and you sit at the side and you watch for a while before you approach people. But you approached us fairly early on just to say welcome, and that was cool.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. See, David, I told you I'm nice.
I know you're paying them with your credit card on that this one. Too.
Yes, the check is in the mail. So I'm curious, you know, I know why David and I do this, because this is our second family, literally. And we have watched the choir go through some ups and some downs. And when the pandemic hit, everybody was kind of like, wait, what? What do you mean we can't go to rehearsal and sing? I mean, what was the first thought through your head, David, when they said, no, we can't sing?
I'm very grateful that Mosaic Harmony had already, a couple of years earlier, come across the song Better by Hezekiah Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and that concept of a virtual choir had already been kind of introduced to us, and that there were already folks talking about, I mean, this is way before, a couple of years before COVID, folk were saying, we ought to do something like this and have fun with it and in some kind of way with harmony or with Help Me Make Peace and stuff. And so the virtual choir talk was already in the air. And then when COVID hit, we're going like, wow, then we started the leap to Zooming together or Skyping together just was a really short leap. I mean, it was a short step to just figure out, okay, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't even know how we're going to do this, but we know that there are technologies out there that can help us stay connected. And at that time, we were thinking keeping rehearsing.
Exactly.
We thought, and then so we jumped into Zoom and started realizing all the technical challenges of Zoom, but we were determined to stay connected. And that was the thing that we recognized early on, that we needed to stay connected. And I'm really glad that the concept of virtual choir and the technologies of Zoom and Skype were out there on the table in front of us to at least keep us going toward, well, we don't know how this is going to work out or if it's going to work out, but we're going to be proactive about staying connected.
So Vic and Rosemary, when you heard, they said, yeah, there's not going to be any in-person rehearsals. As president and vice president, what did you two think?
Well, the first thing we thought is we have to keep everybody safe.
Yeah,
Our immediate response, which took the board maybe two sessions to agree to, was to halt in-person rehearsals as soon as possible.
Well, and halt meetings, you know, because board meetings are all in person.
And the SAG meetings are all.
And we had just had a board meeting February of 2020, and it was around Valentine's Day, and I had brought some Prosecco and chocolate candies, and we had a great time.
I remember that.
Really? Yeah, do you remember? And it was a great board meeting, you know, and then boom, after that was it.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, now.
Let's reset.
Yeah.
So one of the things that David glosses over is that the Zooms at first were very chaotic and not terribly productive. But over time, they have become better than almost anybody else I know in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a couple of other choirs doing virtual rehearsals, and there's so much chatter and back and forth and, I don't know what to do. Why is my voice off? And David and Darren brought everybody up to speed very nicely. They worked out a way to rehearse the tenors and basses and the sopranos and altos separately. It was fantastic. They did a great job. And then they backed that up with some professional assistance from Jim Robson. And, of course, Sabina Kramer takes the vanguard in making sure everything works right.
So
basically, what we did is let people do what they do best.
Mm-hmm. And our numbers show it. I mean, we have very good numbers attended, which is excellent.
So on average, how many people are at rehearsal?
Between 30 and 35, I would say.
Sometimes 38, yeah.
So I want people to understand that this is phenomenal, given our actual membership numbers are just about double
that,
right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can envision somebody rolling their eyes and saying, you don't have to tell them that, but all of us are AARP members. So,
no, not all. Most, but not all.
Yeah, okay. There's a handful. You know, we can count those.
Well, David,
but,
you didn't join. You only have to be 50 to join AARP.
Oh, that's right. Good point.
That's right. Yeah.
As soon as you hit 50, they start helping you.
You think 65 or something. No, 50.
No, 50. And, I find it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say how grateful I am for the team that we have. Because, I mean, none of this, I mean, every bit of it is just solidly the byproduct of team effort and collaboration between Sabina and Darren and I and the board support. There have been a couple of, like, I'll use just as a quick example. There was, I had to take care of David one rehearsal, and Darren picked up the baton. And during that rehearsal that Darren was running, he opened the floor for suggestions and ideas from the choir. And concepts of, you know, the sectional rehearsals, the let's do sing-alongs, let's do songs that everybody's muted, but just songs for fun, and lots of different wonderful ideas that then Darren and I could, like, incorporate music theory and warm-ups and all those wonderful things were products of folk sharing ideas and hopes, and then the team saying, let's figure out how to make it happen, with, you know, Sabine pulling it together and then following it up with choir notes that we send out saying, like, this is what we talked about. And it's, none of it is doable without the team. So, I mean, I'm just incredibly grateful and amazed and humbled that I get to be a part of such a really cool team of people. So
Right. And, you know, I don't think people really understand that folks who sing in choirs, we don't do it just because we like to sing. That's probably the biggest part of it. But the second part is the familial connection you make with people in the choir.
Right.
And, you know, I think I live the second or third farthest away from our rehearsal space. And a lot of times people will ask me, you drive how far for rehearsal? And I don't even think about it anymore. It's a drive. It's no big deal. We live in the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area. Driving to us is nothing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's part of the culture here. It's what you do.
It's what you do, exactly. Yesterday I drove 100 miles and didn't even, you know, round trip, and I didn't even give it a second thought. So, you know, when it comes to this, it's the same thing. And I think that, I know speaking for myself, just having the virtual rehearsal was as good as being there. It wasn't the same as being able to hug people and ask how they're doing and have, you know, a little more intense conversations with folks. But just being able to see people's faces, how do you all, I mean, did you all feel that kind of same thing?
Yes. Yes, I agree with you totally. I mean, just being there and being able to chat or to talk or to sing or to know you're not alone, that everybody else is still out there. I know for some people, they couldn't do it, and, well, that's their prerogative. But most people tried it.
Yeah.
And they succeeded. They did it, you know.
And they kept coming back.
And even if you're camera shy, you can always turn your camera off and still be there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I thought our effort was great.
I did, too. And so now, you know, we've been doing this. We've been doing virtual rehearsal for the better part of a year.
Exactly.
Yep.
And which is hard to believe each time I even think about it. So, David, I want you to – it just doesn't seem like it's been a year, you know?
And we've been doing all of our board meetings on
virtually.
Zoom. Virtually. And they've worked out phenomenally, because even if you're on vacation, one of our members was on vacation, they still were able to Zoom in at the right time and not miss anything. So it was perfect.
And that speaks volumes.
Yeah, and we've
absolutely.
And we've decided it's so much easier to be on a board where you don't have to worry about the weather or driving at night or any of that stuff. And we've decided to keep them virtual, except for once a year when we have an annual meeting.
Right. So, David, I want to find out about. You talked about the video that Hezekiah Walker did with Better, and you decided that we could do something similar, not quite as elaborate as that, but I want you to talk about what you came up with.
First of all, I laugh because of, you know, in retrospect, to start to begin us trying to do a virtual choir video with a song as complicated as I Believe in Humanity. Boy, I wish I had done that. That was really hard. And for as many folk as participated and endured through that, I'm incredibly humbled. That song was way, 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 way more complicated than. But you know, but you, we were so. I mean, the message of the song. I was We so wanted to get the message of that song out, and like Better has such a great message, and it was part of our learning curve. I just wish that I had found something simpler to begin our learning curve, but we've done I Believe Humanity, Humanity. We've done Be the Answer. Now we're being up Joy. And we're in the midst of One Humankind. So this batch, we've learned so much. We've learned so much of what, you know, I'm convinced at this point that creating a virtual choir project, whatever that is, does not and cannot ever replace singing together a concert. Or a program that's there. It's two completely different entities, and virtual choir videos and projects are for the purpose of targeting a national and international audience. They're not meant for, you know, choir interaction. They're not meant for concert repertoire content. I know that's one we talked about. Let's do 6, 7, or 8 virtual choir videos and make them into a concert that we then could mark. I'm at this point, unless somebody twists my arm and tells me otherwise, I'm going like, they're too frustrating because it's so hard to sing alone. And none of
it
us
really
are
is.
Wired. None of us are wired to sing alone. The concept of choir is negated by singing alone. I mean, it's a contradiction.
And full disclosure, I was one of those people that I was just like, you want me to sing my part by myself and in a video and make it seem like I'm excited to be singing to the camera?
I see great merit in connecting people from across the country and across the world in virtual contexts. You know, to make something that you want to be big, and that's what when we saw Better. That was what its purpose was. Hezekiah Walker literally flying all over the world, singing that song, videotaping and recording it with people together, dancing. And then creating and editing and making a video that says all over the world this message can be celebrated. And every one of our songs in Mosaic Harmony's repertoire is about that kind of nurture and outreach and mission and vision. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to take the videos that we've done and then maybe grab some choirs in L.A. and Rome and the friendships that we've made around the world and get the music to them and say, hey, guys, you want to join us in helping these messages and mission of these songs to get out to the world? So, and we've laid the foundations for them all, and then all these other folk can take the music track and just join their voices. Maybe that's kind of, I'm hoping we kind of head in that direction. Vic and Rosemary, that's probably new to you guys, me babbling on like this.
No, because that's exactly, you know, what we've been talking about literally for the better part of 20 years is to spread the message worldwide. Exactly.
Vision.
Yeah, exactly.
And now that we have some virtual videos, we can just get them out there to everybody. Because
That was my question. When are the videos coming out?
Again, we're in the
talk to the man in the corner.
One of the things that we have a a wonderful woman who's joined the staff as our development director. And, I mean, she is working with the board and trying to figure out how can we utilize these things, and if and hopefully in some type of marketing income-generating capacities. And we're still in the learning curve of what and how that can manifest itself. Making of the videos is just the first step. The second part is do we give up on them becoming a concert content that we could then market and try to get some revenue for the choir, or do we try to find a combination of use? We're still trying to figure that all out.
Right, Rosemary?
I mean,
exactly. The argument against trying to monetize these videos is that the monetization would be quite low. The real bang for buck is going to be allowing Muriel to use them to leverage sponsorships and that sort of thing. So I think that's where we're headed, but it's still got to be fleshed out a lot.
And the leveraging of sponsorships may get catalyzed and energized when we say we're trying to get these messages out internationally, and can you, funder, help us get this stuff out to other choirs around the world so that these international, positive, uplifting, peace, community-building messages, can they go out to help us get it out to the world and make these videos virtual internationally? Maybe, you know, that might be the shtick, that we've done them, and maybe funders might be interested in, wow, this was the message of the song is really good. Let's help fund them, get it sung by other choirs around the world.
But I prefer to leave it to Muriel.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the pro.
Yeah. Yes, she's the pro, but those are ideas.
Yeah.
So in the promo piece, I listed just a few of the songs that David has actually been the songwriter, as well as the soloist in some cases. And one of our signature songs is certainly One Humankind. How did you come up with those lyrics? I mean, I can remember the first time I heard it when we were learning it, and I thought, not only is this deep, but at the same time, it was like a kindergartner can understand this. Where was your source of inspiration for that?
A kindergartner wrote it.
I was surprised to say
you
that.
You hit the nail on the head.
Oh, yeah, my God.
That's impossible for me.
Oh, my. Well, no, really.
What was the thing that kind of put those lyrics in your spirit to put that on paper and then put it to music?
Okay. Well, I can share that I have to begin with I'm laughing because you said that a kindergartner can understand it, because really that's where sincerely. I decided 60 years ago never to grow up. Please, I'm being very sincere. And to always look at the world with the simplistic, innocent view of the world ought to be happy and beautiful and butterflies and love and, you know, no colors, you know, no races, no division. I mean, the child's heart and mind is a the world is simple and beautiful. And
right.
And if that's the world we want, if we want the world to be that way, then every one of my songs is going to be written from that place. It's going, if you look at all of my songs, every one of my songs is about even as complex as I believe in humanity, I never, ever, ever understood why people fight with one another when we have sickness. It doesn't matter what color you are, sickness
right.
hits everybody.
Right.
You know, hunger hits everybody. You know, calamity hits any. And I'm going like, that's a child. Always thought, you know, a child thinks like that. You know, why is everybody fussing? There's more we got. And so all of my songs are just always from that place and calling people back to that. Let's be a family. And again, kids, it's about mom, dad, sisters, brothers, you know, auntie, uncle, you know, it's we're all related.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't tell you, each song has its own impetus, but like One Humankind was just my trying to articulate not only my personal philosophy and theology, but I wanted something that said what I believed Mosaic Harmony stood for. And to
it says it perfectly.
All my songs I write for Mosaic Harmony. When I write, I'm thinking about what Mosaic Harmony and its awesome name calls us to. I mean, Jesus, how can you have a name like Mosaic Harmony and not recognize the infinite breadth of possibilities that are screaming at us to explore?
Exactly. So I'm wondering what's next. We're almost to the end of what would typically be the end of our season, and we finish usually in June. And with the, as I said in the last segment, hopefully light at the end of the tunnel. Please, God, let it be light at the end of the tunnel, where we can get together and sing in person. What's next? I don't care.
Okay,
there are
like three things that we have to get in order. One is that
yep.
UUCF has to open up to us for rehearsals. Two is that we have to all be sure that everybody is either vaccinated or somehow or another free of...
No, they have to be fully vaccinated. I mean, this other group I belong to, they're requiring proof of being fully vaccinated. And also probably a singing mask, face mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third
Just
thing
to
we
be
have
safe.
To think about is, what is the configuration of the choir in rehearsals, taking into account every safety measure that we can take into account? You know, how are we going to do the 6-foot difference, the 6-foot spacing? Rosemary already mentioned singing masks. So, you know, those are two things that we have to consider. Then the final thing that we have to be concerned with is, when are the venues going to open up to us so that we can schedule some concerts and bring people in?
Now, have you guys considered any outdoor concerts at all?
Haven't really, and I don't know. My feeling is that the acoustics outdoor are, you know, all over the place. So I don't know how much, you know, bang for the buck we'd get out of that.
Well, Vic, let me jump in on that. I've performed inside, you know, indoors, outdoors, and with sufficient, with proper miking and amplification, outdoor concerts are very, very, very doable. You know, if you, you know, there are venues that you can, and or we, that may be something that the board will be going into, that as we go into this new season, if outdoor concerts become, you know, in this early, still getting over, getting through COVID, if outdoor venues become the dominant option, we would be investing in, let's see, a sound, an outdoor side, two nice big speakers, a set of microphones that can pick up, pick us up, and then, you know, and then at that venue, they would have the chairs that would be spaced out apart, and then like a kind of like mini wolf trap. You know, if you can think of wolf trap, think of making mini wolf trap venue concepts, and do two or three of those during the course of this. And that way people can come, you can have tickets, people can hear, everybody, the choir is spaced and mic'd, and you could still, that's very, that's a very doable thing. It's because I've done things like that before. Darren has, we've orchestrated those kinds of things before. So, but you, Vic and Rosemary, you guys are absolutely right. The issue is what's doable with full respect of whatever safety measures that need to be, because you know that you're chasing, you know, it's crazy if that's not first. Safety has to be first,
right?
Or you're going to be singing to nobody.
That's exactly right. You don't want to spend all that money to sing to nobody.
Then it becomes a great selling point if you can say this, look at the safety precautions that this event is incorporating. You can come to this and be safe.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to have to go to Muriel again and see if she can find somebody who will donate all this sound equipment for us.
Well, you know, as one of our songs says, anything is possible. So,
absolutely.
You know, you guys
absolutely
know me. You know I'm going to say that.
Well, okay, this has been part of my world as a musician and as a performer. I mean, finding companies or friends or people that have systems and mic systems and come in, set it up, I mean, that is, there's, you know, those prices and that kind of thing is very easy to obtain, and then you could give that to Muriel and say, can you, this funder, we want to do this concert in this venue, this is the cost of the venue, this is the cost of the sound system, and so if you'd know all of that stuff way up front, and do an outdoor I would imagine this first season and next couple, two or three years is probably going to be dominated by this kind of, but certainly necessary safety issues in order to get bodies to say, that means,
you know,
that,
a
that
perfect,
makes sense.
You know, it's an almost perfect amphitheater. If you look at UUCS as you go down the pathway to the to the second building.
Yes,
the building space.
I think they use that for that and have used it for that.
Right.
It is.
Because I noticed that the roof is slanted up.
Well, there are amphitheaters all over the place.
Yeah.
There's one in Arlington at Lubber Run Park. Yep.
Right, and you'd need one, and you know, again, you'd need some type of platforming. For the choir and the band.
They have it. It's all set up that way.
Yeah.
Most amphitheaters are set up that way.
How are we doing on time, Kimberly?
Well, I was just queuing up Make Us One. that people could hear our closing song. I'm always happy to have you guys on and to have you back. It's
thank
always
you for
a joy.
Inviting us.
Yeah, thank you, Kim.
We didn't do any singing.
And
I got one last thing I'd like to say. I want to give props out to our treasurer, Kurt Yeager. He has kept us on the straight and narrow through all of this, has managed to find extra monies for us, and along with Uriel, have gotten grants and all kinds of things. So we're in reasonably decent shape financially, so that we can survive, which is not the usual expectation.
Survive and thrive.
Exactly.
Yay.
Exactly.
Props to Kurt.
So I want to make sure we have you guys back on when the new season starts in September so we can talk about what happened over the summer because, you know, we always have something going on. And and to hopefully talk about when everybody is going to be able to get together in person and what that's going to be like and what that's going to look like. And if people are interested in joining the choir, the website is?
MosaicHarmony.org.
Yes. And we are also on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And just look for Mosaic Harmony and you'll find us. I want to thank my guests for joining me this week. I'm sorry?
There are a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Lots and lots of YouTube videos for you to find us and see us in person. And you'll be pleasantly surprised because, as most audiences, when they see us stand up there, the first thing they're thinking is, okay, the senior choir is here. This will be a real snore. And then we start singing. And, it's so much fun for us looking out at people when they see us standing there and you can read the brain, waves of them thinking, this is going to be ugh.
Yeah.
And then they hear us and the look of surprise, pleasant surprise, and then the comments afterwards. It is thrilling. It really is. It makes us feel like we're, And it reminds us why we do what we do and why we sing. So I can't wait until we're back together in person to give you all guys a big hug. We haven't seen each other, so the audience knows we have not seen each other in person literally in over a year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that right?
True that.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, this we're going to be super psyched to be together in person, and I literally cannot wait to drive the 38 and a half miles out there. I cannot wait. But I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your Saturday with us, and I hope that we are able to do this again and possibly have new board members and have Muriel on, and we can talk more about what we're looking forward to for the coming season. That sound like a plan?
Sounds
great.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Awesome. Well, I want to remind my listeners that my next show will be next Saturday at 11 a.m., and we will be in Cambridge, Maryland, live and talking with the Silver Foxes of Cambridge. If you have not met the Silver Foxes, I promise you want to tune in to this show because you will be laughing. And you will be relating, and you will have a great deal of fun. Probably won't have as much fun as we will because we'll be around the menopause pool, but you'll have fun. And until next time, I want to remind you all, be kind and take care of each other. We'll see you next Saturday.
Bye-bye.
Love. Located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.